This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My heart is beating so hard. I can't wait to see her reaction. Look at the baby's bed. It's nice, isn't it? Isn't it great?
Today, we're starting a new project called DIY Life Changes. Pleased to tell you that we also have Sister Lauren Booth on board with us, officially as the ambassador for Tikkurah Charity.
Assalamu alaikum. So, Sevda and I met in Dhul Hijjah, and I came into her home, and it reminded me of, frankly, places in refugee camps, but here we are in the capital city of Turkey, Istanbul. Every nation has its poor, but we as Muslims, we are indicted by Allah Ta'ala to help the poor. So when I saw the situation and I saw Sevda is living as a single mother with six beautiful children, I thought of myself as a mother and I thought, I need to get out of this. She looked so depressed and so beaten down, and she was doing her best. So by the grace of Allah, the ICRA team have arranged 4 days away at a beautiful apartment by the sea for this family. Since she had children, none of them have been on any single break. Just think about that for a second. Think about parenting. Think about these conditions. We couldn't bear it. I couldn't bear it as a mother. So ICRA, by the grace of Allah, donated money. She's going away. But that's not all. What Sevda doesn't know is that we're doing a full makeover on this home for her for when she gets back. Let's see her off and I'll tell you all about it, inshallah. They're going on holiday, their first break ever as this family. And we want to see them on the beach, we want to see them having some fun, inshallah. We want to see some joy and re-energizing of Sister Sevda, all right?
وكانوا قدوة للناس
Now Sister Sevda is en route with her children to Yalowa for a lovely beach holiday. It's time to get going with the real work. The builders have arrived. Assalamu alaikum. Get going. They have got 4 days to turn this around, inshallah. They look like the right kind of crew. So this is day one. Everybody's on the site at the moment. We've got the guys downstairs. They're working on the front door. And there's so much more to do with only 72 hours. What are we going to do today, Ahmed?
Okay, so today the plan is that they've started on the doors already. They've taken the main door out. There was a problem where mice were getting in. So inshallah, that's going to be a nice, strong, solid door. Again, there's another door at the top. We're changing that. All the doors. And the windows are going to be taken out and replaced, inshallah.
So the windows are going to be taken out. Why is that such a big job? Why would that take a day?
It's a lot of work, because if you look at the old windows... The old windows, yeah. They looks like they haven't been changed for years. Which is the floor. We've got to sort out the floor. We're putting in nice...
Are we doing those horrible stairs?
Yeah, we're going to sort the stairs out as well, level them out.
I need a stair lift for those stairs.
And the kitchen floor's terrible. It's not even level, it's like bold. It's one, I don't know how that's happened.
Yeah.
But yeah, but the rest of the living room over there and this area here, it's all going to be vinyl, thick vinyl that they use in hospitals and clinics. So that'll be nice and easy to maintain.
Right, listen, you can see all of the issues that we're having here. We're doing this with a tight team and we need your help. So are you in Istanbul? If you're a specialist, maybe you do lighting and electrics, or are you a kitchen specialist? Or do you know about flooring? Or are you just somebody who wants to lend a hand? Let's get a team together. Put in the comments below what you can add, maybe some thoughts about colours, maybe some thoughts about where we can buy things. And let's change the world for the better together, inshallah.
So yeah, let's not forget, this is going to be the first of many cases that we're going to be helping. So if you have got the expertise, that knowledge, anything that you want to contribute, be that with your own hands, you want to get involved doing the decorating, helping us with the build, get in touch. Like Sister Lauren said, get in touch, and inshallah, it'll be a pleasure to meet you guys. Day two of DIY Life Changes. We're back at the property. Solid metal door. The second door at the top of the stairs, again, another solid metal door. Again, that will help with the breeze and mice getting in. Toilet door. So there's a new toilet door here now. The windows, old metal glass panels. Half double glazing in front now. So inshallah, that will be more insulation in the winter. And the kitchens will be ripped out as well. Inshallah, we'll make a nice customized kitchen with more unit storage, more storage space for inshallah. Day three, we're back at Sister Sedda's home. Alhamdulillah, you can see a lot has gone on. See, alhamdulillah, that's all been leveled out now. If you remember earlier, it was just, I don't know.
So hard. I can't wait to see her reaction. I mean, this is, look guys, this is what you did by the grace of Allah. Actually, we have to remember, Allah did this and He allowed us to be a part of His beautiful plan. This is dua being answered in real time. Subhanallah. All right, 2 minutes, she's going to be here, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. How are you? Welcome. Alhamdulillah. Look at the baby's bed. It's nice, isn't it? Isn't it great? Alhamdulillah.
This we thought of especially for you. As a mum, you need a place to be quiet, to sit with your baby when the children are asleep and just have a chai, right? And you are so steadfast. This is for the children, but this is for you.
Bye bye.